Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been celebrating Street Fighter. The 30th Anniversary Collection comes out next Tuesday on Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch, and I'm really, really excited about it. All these games I've bought dozens of times before, spent I don't know how many quarters on them in the arcade and everything, but hey, they're great, so I'm going to keep buying them. And so we've been, you know, looking at the best games in the series, talked about the phenomenal 94 movie that apparently not all of you agree with that, but, you know, it is what it is. Today, I thought it would be fun to look at some of the comic book characters that have popped up in the franchise over the years. Now, little backstory here, and kind of what we're going to cover. It all started with X-Men versus Street Fighter. This is a game that came out in 96 in arcades and 98 on PlayStation. This was, like we talked about the other day, phenomenal, phenomenal game. It was a whole lot of fun, lots of great characters, and just really, really great. Then you'd spin into Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, and this would come out the very next year, 97 arcade and 98-99 on home consoles. Then after that, you actually had Marvel versus Capcom, Clash of Superheroes. Came out in 98. Also, and where we're going to stop our look and our source is Marvel vs. Capcom 2, New Age of Heroes, came out in 2000. I know that after that there was Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Marvel vs. Capcom Origins, and last year with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Those just, we're just not going to talk about those. But today, what we're going to do, like I said, is look at the top five comic book characters that have popped up in these games. And I think, you know, it was a hard list, you know, to narrow it down to just five people. I didn't really know what to do, but I remind you, these are not necessarily my favorite characters in the comics, but in the video game, they are. And it's a lot of fun. Let's go ahead and go with number five, and that's going to be Gambit. He first showed up in the original one, X-Men versus Street Fighter, and his power set is pretty awesome. He's got a lot of cool throwing card things. You know, his character and his powers fit in really well when it comes to a Street Fighter-like game. You know, instead of fireballs, he has cards. He's got his bow staff that he can use for vaults and dodges, even as an offensive weapon. And things, he, like I said, just really fits in really well. And he's a character that you would go on to see later on in the series, not just in the first one. He popped back up in Marvel vs. Capcom and in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Which really brought in the team-up stuff, and it was really great. Number four is going to be my favorite X-Men, Cyclops. Again, he was there from the very first game, and when you talk power sets, you know, we talked about Gambit and his cards, but Cyclops shoots fireballs almost, kind of. I mean, I know they're laser blasts, but for the sake of video games, they're almost the same thing out of his eyes, and that fits in perfect. And you have a guy who, he's a leader, so it would make sense that he's going to take his team of X-Men, because this is back like in the 90s before they ruined him, in the early and mid-2000s up until now, where he's a strong leader, he's competent, and it makes perfect sense that he would have a role in these games. And you could tell, because he was in X-Men vs. Street Fighter, he was in Marvel vs. Street Fighter, he wasn't in Marvel vs. Capcom, the first one, but he would come back in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So he's popped up, you know, almost every single game of the franchise. And that should tell you a little bit something about him, how important he is. And he's just a really, really great character. Number three is going to be War Machine. Good old Rhodey. Now, he wouldn't pop up until Marvel vs. Capcom, the first one. Strangely enough, he showed up before Iron Man showed up, because Iron Man wouldn't show up till Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So, in a weird way, Iron Man's a copy of War Machine instead of the other way around, how it's traditionally depicted. And you have a guy who's just, you know, kind of a walking mech type with all his lasers and missiles and rockets and flight and everything that he can do. They did a really great job, especially in that first Marvel vs. Capcom, because the cast there wasn't super huge anyway. It only had 15 characters versus when you went to Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which had almost 60. Big jump there. And, you know, to put War Machine in there and that he has an important enough role is, you know, I really think speaks to his character and what he is and what he does and his role on screen, off screen, on page, however you want to look at it. Number two is going to be Iceman. So Iceman was actually in X-Men Children of the Atom, which was the first, like, Marvel fighting game style, and that would spin off into X-Men vs. Street Fighter, but they didn't bring him back until Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Because again, like, 60 characters, almost everybody is there, and he is perfect Iceman. You know, he has his little quips. At the end of the Street Fighter fights, you know, they always have the winners and or losers, and they have their little line, and Iceman just works perfectly in that scenario. He, you know, chill out or go have a cold one, you know, whatever it was, the ice puns never stopped. And he had, again, a lot of really cool moves that he could do, a lot of cool defensive stuff. I mean, he wasn't like Sub-Zero style cool. He didn't have that many powers, but Sub-Zero is a little overpowered. Not a little, he's a lot of overpowered. So, yeah. That's not a bad thing. I love Iceman a lot, and so getting to play as him was really great. If they would just put in, you know, Nightcrawler and Archangel, I would have had my perfect team, but they did. So, Iceman, whole lot of fun. Before we get to number one, I thought I would just do a quick shout-out, honorable mention from each of the games for people who didn't make the list. On X-Men vs. Street Fighter, gotta go with Magneto. He's really awesome and really cool, but not quite enough for the list. On Marvel vs. Street Fighter, Omega Red had, again, really cool powers and really cool things. The first Marvel vs. Capcom, bringing in Captain America. Well, they didn't bring him in. He was in the one before that, but they really improved on some of his shield throwing and shield techniques, and he was a great character. And then in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, everybody. I mean, Dr. Doom was awesome. Wolverine was good. Spiral was cool. Shuma-Gorath, Colossus, everybody. And except maybe Mero. And maybe Juggernaut. And maybe Silver Samurai. But almost everybody else was really, really great and really cool. But our number one, my favorite character in all of these series. And when I say favorite character, I mean his moves were pretty varied and ranged. You could do a whole lot of stuff. You could get up close and fight. You could keep people back. You had different projectiles, but he was still a heavy hitter and could do a lot of things. And then in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, his superpower, I mean, just decimated everybody. And that's going to be Cable. Cable, like I said, he may have been a little overpowered in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but that's okay, because he was awesome. Especially, you know, if you throw him on a team, I'd usually have him and Gambit and Cyclops, or him, Gambit, Iceman, you know, maybe even Magneto in there. As much as I love the Capcom characters and stuff, I would put Ken in there, or Ryu, every now and then. But that was my team. I always always had Cable as my first choice and my first pick because he had his little scimitar that was like his uppercut. He had the little grenade time bombs he could throw to keep you out. And then he had that really cheap move. It was like Ford Ford Y or Bat Back Y, where he just pulled out his gun and shot. And, you know, anytime somebody's coming at you, just pop, pop. And it would stop him, block him, you know, knock him out, and do whatever. And he was a little cheap, but he was an awesome character and helped me win a lot of fights. So that's why I like him so much. But yeah, there you have it. Let us know, what are some of your favorite characters that have popped up in Street Fighter games over the years? There's so many. I mean, even if you wanted to not even just keep it comics, if you want to talk about when like Mega Man shows up, or Strider, or Felicia, or Jill Valentine, you know, there's a lot. Let us know in the comments here on SoundCloud or on social media. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of them. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from everybody. Just hit us up on there. And when I say we, it's not just me. If you hit the subscribe button, you'll find out who we are. It's also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Make sure you're checking all of those out. If you want to talk off mic or, you know, not on social media, email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's always a lot of fun, you know. Even if you're telling me I'm wrong, as long as you back it up, I'm okay with that. I'm not always right. But if you do think we're right and you do like what we do, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. A couple bucks a month gets you into all sorts of exclusive things, exclusive clubs. It's a whole lot of fun. Make sure you're checking that out. But that's going to be it for us. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Get the burner, the burner. Let loose the cannon. Blood dripping, slipping up my planet.